Welcome. Thank you for joining us here at ICGC Kairos Temple Podcast. Pastor Prince Nyako is the head pastor of ICGC Kairos Temple, serving under the leadership of Dr. Mensah Otabo. Pastor Prince is a dynamic preacher of God's unadulterated word, characterized with a strong prophetic insight and prayer ministry. He is a strong advocate for discipline and order in the body of Christ, with messages centered on fasting, holiness, prayer, and integrity. And now, to today's message.
And to Jesus and talk to him. Kida bakatala bakasaya. Makadore mekataya. Maranamaha. Speak the language of the Spirit. Lebranda la bashanda la bababaladaya. Ianda la bababashanda la babababa. Le katala baponde me atene me antabaladabaha. Yendele mekapaya andene mekatia dadabaha andene mekadaya. Just speak to the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord, come close to me tonight, this morning. Speak to me. Touch me. Bless me with this miracle. Mention that miracle now. He will give it to you by the close of the service. Mention it. Le bagadaya. Iando shadabahaka. Sodene mahayas. Le brende le mekabaya. Miracles of all dimensions will take place here this morning. We shall receive them. Lift your voice and pray. Mention that miracle. Don't just pray. Mention it. And as you mention it, so shall it be. You will receive it. You are receiving it. It's credited to your account. Now, oh yeah, Cassie. What's now, oh yeah, Cassie.
Hallelujah.
To me, war. I see the Lord healing somebody of severe bowels right now. Jesus, severe bowels is dissolving out of somebody's body. To be what? There is a man here. A tumor is in your breast. As we worship again, the angels of the Lord will take the tumor out of that breast. A man. It's not a woman, a man. His own house, and I see two ladies with keys to their new cars. Right now, I see two ladies with keys to their new cars, and I see scholarships into universities in California and Texas. I see them giving to people right now, and I see another door. A door has been opened for a man to represent the country in a UN meeting. I prophesy it and it shall come to pass. I see another vision, and in the vision, I see a man's hand becoming golden. And the Lord said, there is a man he is blessing this morning. That man has abolished poverty from the family forever. In the name of Jesus, I want you to lift up your two hands and thank God for all these blessings. It's happening. Lift your voice and thank Him.
You came from heaven.
Blessing. I see a man. You are entering into a new business dimension. I see you dealing in tiles. I see containers on the sea. And they are coming. And the Lord said, I have opened a business of tile supply. Somebody here is being connected to a company in Turkey. I prophesy in the name of Jesus, that which I have heard is that which I have said. It shall come to pass that suddenly you will enter into importations of ceramics and tiles. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a clap and a shout. There is a blessing. There is a blessing from an IT company in the US of A. And there is somebody here, before the end of 50 days from today, your employment with a US company, an IT, listen to it well, an IT company in the US of A will be established in the name of Jesus. And what God has settled, let no man unsettle in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a clap offering. It's a miracle service. And anything is happening, everything is happening. There is a lady here. Now listen to this prophecy. There is a lady here, for the past 3 months, your menses, the flow has reduced, and you are seeing clots in your flow. The Lord said, after today, your next menses, it will flow like you are 18 years. Your amen is not strong. This lady is 37 years. The Lord said, after this morning service, your flow will return as though you are 18 years. Let it be and let it be established in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. I see the Lord intercepting an attack on someone's nervous system. There is somebody here, for some time this year, you are experiencing heavy heat in your head. Not ache, but heat. Suddenly, there is heat. You'll be there, and heat will enter your head and pass through your neck into your spine. The Lord said, every attack on your nervous system, this morning, I declare from this altar, it is blocked forever. Any attack to make you, this person, you are like a breadwinner to your family, and they want to bring you down and divert all your investment into treatment, but the Lord has blocked it. I said the Lord has blocked it in the mighty name of Jesus. I hear 17 weddings between now and the end of 2027. Within 3 years, there are people here. The Lord is bringing you out of the place of shame to a place of glory. Your ordained marriage has been released. 17 people here. You have been looking for marriage, but from today, marriage has located you. It's a miracle. Receive it and give the Lord a clap offering.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Tell them that I am with them. I will never leave them. I will go with them. Tell them there is a group here. You are a friend of three. There's somebody here. All these three are not in the building now, but one of them is in the building. You are a friend of you are friends with three people, and you have an agenda. What I saw is that the three of them were trying to push like a block, but they could not. But a man, I believe was an angel, came and moved the block beyond where they wanted to take it. That saith the Lord, a breakthrough is coming in that project in the name of Jesus. Receive it and give the Lord a shout of praise. Please take your seat. Let me work something in 15 minutes and then we pray. The place is warm, but endure it for us. Amen. One day, within 3 years from today, this place will change. Yeah, within 3 years from today. I've never said it with my mouth before, but I declare within 3 years from today, this place will change. And listen to me, every declaration you hear me say from this altar, if I were you, I would take it very personal. I went to preach somewhere, and after I finished preaching, the lady who served me gave me water to wash my hands. While she was washing my hands, Mr. Bamfo, I just looked at her, and the Lord said, she needs a baby. And I was wondering. So I asked her, how long have you been married? He said, 3 years. Do you have a child? He said, no. Do you want one? He said, yes, we have been believing before. I said, stop believing. You have it now. I met her some few days ago, and she asked me, Pastor Prince, can you see the evidence of what you said? And I had forgotten. Then she rubbed her stomach on her belly. The belly had come up. When I calculate the day, I declared that word of the Lord. And what I saw is almost like the same period. I am here to tell somebody, if even I don't call your name, you are living here with a miracle. 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 You will see it, you will handle it, you will enjoy it, you will testify of it. Give the Lord a shout of praise. It's a miracle. And the Lord just reminded me. He said, I should tell you, plenty money is coming. You remember that 31st December message? He said, remind my people. And listen, there are some of you here, if you be honest enough, this year, from January till now, you have seen some amount of monies short in your account that you have never seen before in your career. And the Lord said, that which you have seen at times 20 is coming. Oh, is somebody here at all? When Jesus died, many things happened. You cannot manufacture it again. You cannot undo it. What has been done is forever. Your point is to position yourself and find out what God has done and start enjoying it and start walking by it. Because what has been done, whether you like it or not, the penalty of sin on your life has been paid for, and many benefits have been given to you. That is why the devil is crazy about you. That is why he attacks your health. That is why he attacks your children, because he knows what God has done for you. God did not do it for him. He did it for you. So he is angered, he is jealous, he is envious, but whether he's angry, he's bitter, he's jealous, he cannot do anything. You are blessed. You are favored. You are increasing. You are advancing. Your children will advance. You will be blessed beyond measure. If they have seen one house and they are dying, they should get ready. You will see an estate. If they saw a car and they are dying, they should get ready. They will see cars. I came to declare to someone, what Jesus has done for us is forever. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And sometimes the devil will just blindfold people's eyes and say, me, I'm not a church person. Me, I don't believe in Jesus. When you say that, you break the heart of Christ, because he paid the full price. He paid it. The day you begin to believe and follow, your life will change. You will experience that real power. You will feel that, you will know and feel that there is a force beyond forces. There is a mover beyond movers. There is somebody who is always with you. I came to declare to someone, the benefit of resurrection is beyond your background. Your background cannot sponsor your destiny. Your background cannot sponsor the vision. God in heaven, by the resurrection power, he will sponsor your life. He will sponsor that business. He will sponsor that education. The Miru Shada Bahaya. I came to declare, helpers are coming. Helpers are coming. Helpers are coming. Am I talking to somebody? Helpers are coming in the name of Jesus. Helpers are coming. Let me give you a verse so that you say you came to church and the pastor was just shouting. But I feel the anointing. And when you don't feel it, you don't feel it. But when you feel it, it is like, when I said I feel the anointing, the Lord said, explain it to them. It's like you enter your house, you went to work, and you drove into the house. Then when you park your car and came out of your car, you start smelling the aroma of jollof. What does it mean? It means that jollof is cooking. Jollof is around. I feel the anointing. It means the anointing is here. Open your mouth and call for that miracle. Open your mouth. Call it forth. 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 By the anointing, you are receiving it. By the anointing, receive the miracle. Receive it now. Take it now. It's happening now. 24-hour miracles. 72-hour miracles. 48-hour miracles. Financial miracles. Health miracles. Business miracles. Professional miracles. In the name of Jesus. It's happening. It's going to happen. There are people here. After this service, you are believing God for the fruit of the womb. It will take place in the name of Jesus. Yes. Miracles. I have seen miracles. I have seen miracles. There is a popular musician. I'll mention her name because right now she's a big girl. I went to preach in Cape Coast some time ago. And I was sweating like this. It was in the bush. So after I finished ministering, she asked for my shirt. It was a white, I like wearing white shirt. So I've been wearing it since. She asked for the shirt. And she, when she took it, it threw her into the bush. Yes, I won't mention her name. Because if I mention it, you go and ask her, she'll tell you it's true. But you have to give honor to whom honor is due. So she was in the bush. They went to bring her. I went to preach for Too Much prayer group in Cape Coast. So she still insisted she wanted them.
So they put it in a rubber and gave it to her. When she went to her room and put it on the bed, her friend didn't know that there's electric shock. And she sat on the dress and the power threw her and hit the door. It doesn't mean after service, come to my office and say, Pastor, your shirt, any amount. My mouth is open, but I'll just tell you, only $1 million. And when I take the money and I give you the cloth, I'll take back my dress. But you cannot take back the money. The anointing is tangible. And that is what ensured that Jesus didn't remain in the grave. Now, Matthew chapter 28. There's anointing in this place. The chorister did a mighty work. Let's clap for them. Miracles are taking place all over the place. There's an atmosphere. So as you are sitting there, ask the Lord. Be asking. Be believing. And take hold of it. Be believing. You will come back to testify. I don't need to call today. I'm not going to call anyone. I'm not under that instruction. But believe it. Take it. I'm believing God for $1 million. That's the miracle I've been asking God since 1st January. That I will see. And I'll handle $1 million. I don't know what you are believing God for, but keep believing. In this atmosphere, you will have it. Amen. In the end, Matthew 28, give me NLT, because I'm not preaching for long. Early on Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, your right hand lifted. I declare over your life, a new day of your destiny has arrived. Yeah. Yes. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to visit the tomb. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone, and sat on it. Now, Jesus was buried in a tomb, if you don't know. And by the grace of God, I entered that tomb before, physically. And when I entered that tomb, there was nobody there. And the picture of that tomb over 2,000 years ago has been put there. And when you see it, nothing has changed. You see where Jesus was laid, evidently clear. If anybody deceives you that Jesus' body was stolen, it's a lie. Jesus resurrected. He came out of the grave, out of the mortal body, and took after the heavenly body. But physically, he could be seen, but he couldn't be touched because he had become that of God, the Father. So you cannot touch him physically. That's why when Mary wanted to touch him, he said no, because if he had touched him, she would have died. Are you here? So Jesus resurrected in divinity. So they put Jesus in the tomb and sealed it. They sealed the tomb that no man should be able. If you touch it, it's death. So if you see the king's or the emperor's signature on the tomb, you must stay away. Because if you touch it, the punishment is death. But they didn't know God has a plan B. If mortal men can be frightened, not angels. So God sent angels. Can I tell you something? Any using to block your blessing, God is bringing another option. Your amen is not strong. If even your helper is dead, God is giving another helper. If they realize you were coming from the east and they block the road, God is opening another door from the west. Am I speaking to somebody believing a miracle? Who
whoever wants to frustrate your life, if your boss at the office wants to sit on your promotion, God is giving another option. Right there, you will get another appointment, and you will show it to your boss and say, from next week, I am no longer with this company. I am with this company. Can I prophesy to you? Can I declare the blessing of God over your life? Your mistake notwithstanding, God is giving you a miracle today. In the name of Jesus, receive the seven dimensions of miracles. All the dimensions shall be yours. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
The angel sat on the stone. The stone was the strength of man. That if I put this thing there, the body of Christ cannot be stolen, cannot disappear. We will see whether he, because Jesus had already said that he will raise up, he will rise up. So they were securing the tomb. Listen, whatever you have prophesied with your mouth, it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. Young man, rise up. Do you like prayer? Do you like prayer? You like prayer? Are you sure? Continue to pray, because you're a mighty nation. I saw you leading prayer, leading young people on a campus outside the country, and it was a revival. There is a ministry in your spirit, and that ministry will come to pass. Pray more. Stay away from women. Stay in the Bible. Keep praying, because your destiny, no matter what you do, no matter the university you go, at the end of the day, you will hold the microphone and prophesy and pray for nations in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake. Something is going to happen for you. In the next 17 days, something is going to happen. I am expecting your testimony. Look, one day in this kind of service, Easter Sunday is always powerful. Somebody was in there. That day, I was preaching on a divine surprise. The woman has missed her period for 6 months. She was not pregnant, but the period was not coming. You don't know what it means. Men, you don't know what it means when women don't see their period. You don't know. That's why you are there. You should know the headache that it comes with. They will be wondering, Am I expiring? What is happening within me? So she said she was in the building, and I was speaking like this. I was prophesying. And suddenly she started feeling the flow. Yeah. If she had not left the building immediately, she would have swallowed herself. Miracles are taking place now. I said, miracles are taking place now. I said, miracles are taking place now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Say miracle 7 times. Say it. Say it. Say it. Say it. Say it. Say it. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a clap offering. The Lord is healing someone of an infection in the ear. In the ear. This side. The Lord is healing someone of an infection in the ear. In the ear. And a sudden healing in the heart. In the heart. In the heart. Somebody's BP is being healed right now. Somebody's BP is being healed right now. Somebody's BP is being healed right now. The contract has been given to somebody right now. Oh, somebody receive it. I'm just declaring what I'm hearing. The contract has been given to somebody right now. There is going to be a multiplication of offers from today, 31st March 2024, to 13th August. This window is a window of contract upon contract. Receive it in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. I see someone giving a tithe of $55,000. He didn't clap. He's like, no. That means you are going to receive a blessing 10 times what has been declared. Receive it in the name of Jesus. There's somebody here, you are believing God for accommodation. When I said receive it, you are on the right, from the middle to that side. The Lord said, it has been provided in the name of Jesus. It has been provided in the name of Jesus. It has been provided in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Because Jesus had said he will rise, heaven put things in place to ensure that he rises. You will not fail this year. Anything speaking to you that you will fail, any place they left you. Listen, one of the reasons why Jesus rose up is that you shouldn't have an excuse why you are where you are. Yes. If my mother was this, if my father was this, Jesus was left in the tomb, dead body. But he had no excuse. He rose up so that wherever your enemies left you, wherever they thought that if we leave this lady, we will see who will help. I came to declare by the power of the Holy Ghost, you will not stay where they left you. I said, you will not remain where they left you. If they left you in a single room, you are moving to your own house. If they left you in a rented place, you will be in your own property. If they left you broke, you will not be broke forever. One day they will enter into an office and you will be the one. They will say, I want to speak to the CEO of this company. I need a contract. I need a job. They say, wait for madam. Madam is coming. By the time you appear, they will see that Jesus they buried. That Jesus they buried has become the Jesus resurrected. I declare over your life, you will not remain where your enemies left you. In the name of Jesus, don't let your enemies meet you in a down moment. Anytime you meet an enemy, he must see a dimension of God's glory over your life. Jesus was a dead body, but when after 3 days they met him, he was a glorified person. Lift your right hand, let me declare over you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let the place of your greatest humiliation become the place of your greatest glorification. You didn't hear that? Maybe the English was big. Let me break it down. Let the place of your greatest shame, your greatest disgrace, your greatest rejection, your greatest disappointment become the place of your greatest honor, your greatest glory, your greatest breakthrough, your greatest win. In the name of Jesus, shout yes! There was an earthquake and the angels sat on it. This is our victory. That is why when we sin, we can still come to God. And God will cleanse us and empower us to keep moving until the time that we break loose and become matured in him. That is why the enemy, Colossians 1:13. Listen, today, when you go home, take a glass of water, pray over it, turn it into the blood of Jesus, and drink it. And listen, there's somebody here. There is an entity in your house you don't know. There is an entity, there's a demon in your home you don't know. When you go home, take a cup of water, turn it to the blood, drink half. The rest of the house, sprinkle it over the house. Watch it. You will send me a message. Something will, I nearly spoke pidgin. I will say, something will come up for your house. Something will come out from your house. Any animal in your house. I want to pray for you. There's a cat behind your house. There's a cat behind your house. And that cat is going to die. And that cat, when it dies, as you are standing here trusting God for a new job, when that cat dies, it will be the beginning of those offers. And listen to me. Listen to me. Hope is not lost. There is a great man in you. I see a politician looking for you. And one day, when we need you, we will have to queue to see you. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
I want you to rise on your feet. If I continue preaching, I will not stop, because the resurrection is something that I love. That is the reason we have power. So you're going to pray. Put your two hands on your belly. I declare in the name of Jesus, any man here who is developing prostate cancer, by the power of the Holy Ghost and divine authority, I declare a reversal. I declare a reversal. I declare a reversal. If even they diagnose you, let the cancer cells disappear. Let them disappear. We wash it out of your body. This morning, our first prayer is against cancer cells. You are going to pray. Put your hand on your belly. Any form of cancer in any part of your body. You know what I'm saying? That I have seen a testimony. I've seen a testimony. We prayed about it and the Lord removed the cancer. There is no single cancer cell. I'm not talking about Ghana. I'm not talking about Africa. I'm talking about the United States. All three sites were negative. You are going to declare any form of cancer in your bloodline, in your breast, in your head, in your blood, in your bones, in your lymph, in your kidney, in your liver, in the name of Jesus, by the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost, command it to disappear. Here, lift your voice and pray for 3 minutes. Pray. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The next, you can clap. The next prayer, your hand still on your belly. Any hidden disease you have not seen yet, any hidden disease preparing to show up, put your two hands on your belly, everybody. You have not seen yet. In 3 minutes, you are releasing the resurrection power. Let the resurrection power of Christ enter your body and flush out every hidden disease. Listen, sometimes you get sick. You get sick, they will treat you. I know people. They will treat them and do every examination. They will not see anything. 3 months after, then they say some cancer was hiding somewhere. It will not be your portion.
Amen.
It will not be your portion.
Amen.
How can the king wait to be coronated? Immediately he was coronated. They say they've diagnosed him of cancer. Look, your promotion will not come with curses.
Amen.
Am I here or I'm home? I said your promotion will not come with curses.
Amen.
Your promotion will not come with troubles.
Amen.
Your promotion will not come with calamities.
Amen.
Your promotion will not come with bad news.
Amen.
Now lift your voice, your two hands on your belly, and command every hidden sickness in any part of your body to be flushed out by the power of the Holy Ghost. Miracle of healing, 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 healing. Wherever you are, whether online, in the house, wherever, I command healing in your body. Let them disappear. Pray. 2 minutes, pray. Command some of your children in the blood. Let the power. We come against epilepsy. We come against sickle cell disease. diabetes, we come against any juvenile diabetes, we come against strange diseases, we come against nervous disorders. Kadabaya, kadabaya, magadaba, magadaba, magadaba. Strange things. They brought that little girl to me on that Tuesday. Strange things. She went to school. No, she didn't go to school. Another one went to school, but that testimony is in the house. But this one, they brought them from outside. So I was watching cartoons, and something just came out of the cartoon and entered into her. And then she lost her senses and started behaving like a prostitute. 3-year-old girl. Here, 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 here. They brought her here, here. And we prayed for her. The father was crying. The mother was crying. They were confused. Tuesday service, I prayed for her here by the grace of God. Self-communion on her. And then the glory of the Lord rest upon you. And prayed for her. They were scared that the child would not recover. Cartoons! You'll be here. Entered into her. She lost her senses. Panic attacks. Screaming. She would be there. Shouting. After prayer, we served them coming. I said, let her drink in the night. I called my doctor friend when I was going. He said, Pastor, this thing, this panic attacks. This thing, apostle, there's more to know. Prayer. This is panic attack. It will take long. I said, no. If you know you are not going to tell me any positive thing, bye-bye, have a nice day, sleep well, bye-bye. I'm protecting my faith. The next morning, I called the father that I said, so she has woken up and said she wants to go to school. And do you know what happened? It was a day before that, they took her to a new salon. So whilst the Lord showed me, whilst they were working on her hair, they initiated her into the marriage. You'll be here. Things day. Here, it didn't happen anywhere. Francis, you were here. That day, who was here? Which of you were here? You were here. Here. I don't want to mention the church they came from. That day she went to school, the father was so scared that he had to park in the school and wait for them to call him to come for the child. The child was behaving, utter voices. Hey, beautiful girl. He was there until they closed and went to pick the child. That was it. The child has been healed, and up to today, she has been healed. All of you who have children, lift your 2 hands. If even you don't have, lift it. One day you will have. I declare.
Yes, Lord.
I declare. Our children would not get to a certain age.
Jesus.
And then suddenly, some stupid disease enters into them.
Amen.
And it consumes all our finances.
Jesus.
I declare in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
By the authority in the name and the power in the resurrection, I declare all our children are escaping in Jesus' name.
Amen.
They escape in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Give the Lord a clap and give him praise. Now we are praying. Our last but one prayer. The Lord said, there's going to be 3 open doors. Academic open doors. Because the stone was rolled. And there was an open door. 3 open doors. Academic open doors. Marital open doors. And job appointment open doors. These 3. The Lord said in the next 3 minutes, by the power of the Holy Spirit, as you lift your voice to prophesy, pray for what you want. Okay? Don't pray a lazy prayer. Pray for what you want. Take care of yourself. In the next 5 years from today, you'll be a big man.
Amen.
But be grounded in Christ quick. Else, when you become a big man, they will take you somewhere and they will change your fate. I'm telling you. In fact, the blessing will be big. You'll be among very big people. But they are not Christians.
and they will force you to enter, let me mention, to enter into Freemason and occult, and you will enter because you have not grounded yourself in the faith. But the Lord said, I should tell you, because of how big it is, you'll be so frightened. So you go and join. You will still be coming to church, but you would have been joined quiet, and that time you'd have lost your soul. But the Lord said, as the blessing is coming, use this period to that time to build yourself in the faith. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Lift your right hand. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I prophesy.
I prophesy.
And I declare.
And I declare.
Open doors.
Open doors.
Open doors.
Open doors.
Open doors.
Open doors.
Into this house.
Into this house.
Academic open doors.
Academic open doors.
Academic open doors.
Academic
marital open doors.
Marital open doors.
And job employment open doors.
And job employment.
In the next 3 minutes.
The next.
As we lift our voices.
As we lift our
and
voices.
And we pray.
We pray.
We declare.
We declare.
Open doors.
Open doors.
Open doors.
Open doors.
Clap your hands. Lift your voice. You are not praying well. Prayer by the power of the resurrection, we are going to declare landed properties. Are you here?
Yes.
Landed properties.
Amen.
Landed properties.
Amen.
Landed properties.
Amen.
There is a grace for ownership. There is a grace for ownership.
Yes, Lord.
There is a grace for ownership.
Yes, Lord.
There is a grace for ownership.
Amen.
Landed properties.
Amen.
From lands to houses to factories to warehouses. Open your mouth. Begin to claim it. It's a miracle. It will happen. 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 Hospitals, schools, TV stations, radio stations, factories, factories, owners of factories, owners of factories, owners of factories, Rapataya, Rakatalaba, Ibasaba, Rapalabanaba, Abalaya, in your family to build a house. You'll be the first person to own an estate. I hear 7 people in this place right now. You are becoming estate developers of high class, high end. I declare lands, lands in Laboni, in Cantonment, in Kasua, in
Somebody is beginning an estate company in Kumasi. Hello, Rasada. Lead them to pray again. Let them pray for billionaire's anointing. Hey, Atakaya. Hey, Akata. God did, Jesus did not suffer in vain. We must enjoy the benefit. Once we live for Him, we enjoy the benefit. Nobody will deceive us. We will not give our money to quack people and shrines. As we pray today, the Lord will answer you.
Amen.
I said the Lord will answer you.
Amen.
You will not be manipulated.
Amen.
You will not be manipulated. You will not be manipulated.
Amen.
There's an anointing. And when that grace comes, it comes. I pray for a lady. She broke through bazaar. Then she asked me, Pastor, how much do I pay? I nearly insulted her. Say, you pay? You pay for anointing? Do you know how much an anointing is? Do you know how much an anointing is? The Lord lifts you. Eagles come for her.
Amen.
By the count of three, come for her. 1, 2, 3. Come for her. Come for her. Do you know how much an anointing costs? You are going to pay me. Look, a billionaire's anointing is coming on people. Stretch your two hands like this. Like this. And receive it. Lift your voice and pray for 2 minutes. Pray. Pray. Money will pass through this but one. The Lord said we should command souls into the house of the Lord. He said, what we see today, a year after today, will be twice what we see today. He said, we should begin in 3 minutes. We should prophesy voraciously into the atmosphere, because I see doors. It's like, you see, a room is dark. They open a door and there is light. I see many of them in the community around. The Lord said, let the people command in rush the arrivals of souls into the church, into the kingdom, for me to transform them. Lift your voice. Clap your hands. 3 minutes. Command. Command.
Last prayer, you can clap. The prayer of long life. Give the Lord a clap offer. The prayer of long life. Long life. And you're going to pray this by faith. The prayer of long life. The prayer of long life. When there is life, there is hope. When there is life, God can work through you. We're going to pray the covenant of long life. Hold somebody's hand. Let there be change of prayer. Hold somebody's hand. We are bearing everybody up. Nobody carries the weight alone. Hold somebody's hand. And we're going to pray from your spirit. Activating long life, eternal life.
Amen.
Some of you, you know your families, people die before their time. If you are here, you see people dying below 50 years in your family. You can move forward, kneel down on the altar by and pray this prayer. If you are here, you see too many below 50, just walk and come and kneel down and pray as we are praying. Don't be shy. Just come and kneel down. You see below 50, too many. Sudden death. They were sleeping. They didn't wake up. They died in a motor accident. Died this. Just kneel by the altar. In 3 minutes, lift your voice. Begin to pray.
We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Lift your two hands and begin to thank God. Just thank Him. Just give Him praise and give Him glory. Thank Him. Thank Him for the resurrection. Long life is our portion. Long life is our portion. Come on, lift your voice. Zagadagadabaya. Hey, Rababa, choristers, just come. Push that song on repeat. Kada da bosha. Re gada ba ba da da ba. Re ba la da ba 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 da da da. Before I pray. Pray, pray, just thank God. The same song. We're going to
thank God with this song. Celebrate the resurrection power. And after that, we'll round up the service. Amen. Have you been blessed? Amen. Don't sit down. It's time to jubilate. If you have it by faith, let's jubilate. And say, I see blessings all over the place. Amen. I see blessings. My eye just went somewhere, but I won't go there now. If I go there, I'll be in trouble. My eyes just went somewhere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So we are going to be led. They're going to sing the same song even before I pray. Jehovah Nissi answered me. And I want you to dance and celebrate your victory. For 5 minutes, let's receive the roses of Sharon. Let's go. My people, let's go. That's why I like my tree song to Lebanon. Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. Please take your seat.
The message you just listened to is from ICGC Charis Temple. To connect with us, you can like our page on Facebook at ICGC Charis Temple or follow us on Instagram and Twitter at ICGC Charis. We would like to hear of how God is blessing you through this podcast. To support this podcast, please click on the profile button and click on support. Thank you, and God richly bless you.